They're shutting down clinics, cutting jobs, and leaving thousands of patients with fewer care options. Why?
These hospitals don't have a choice. When somebody walks in the door, they're required to give them the best care possible.
That's State Senator Ron Mazzal, who says legislators ignore the warning signs, years of rising costs, new taxes, and shrinking reimbursements.
70 to 85% of the client base that walks into a hospital is on some sort of government payment, which reimbursements are less than the cost of providing the care.
The Oak Harbor Republican says this isn't just about numbers. It's about real people losing access to critical care. And if something doesn't change fast, Valley won't be the last hospital to suffer. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.